Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hi, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And we're on Cowboy Church, and you have joined us. I don't know if you know where you are right now, but you are on Cowboy Church.
Cowboy Church.
And you have gotten to a great place, because Russ Weaver, after I sing, we're going to bring you a wonderful message about your 2 cents worth.
Your 2 cents matters.
Yeah. You always people will say, can I give you my 2 cents?
That's the deal.
That's what got me thinking about it.
Yeah. And the history of that comment goes right back to the Word of God.
Oh.
It has to do with the widow's two mites.
Yes.
Actually, hers was 2 half cents.
Wow.
So, but the whole idea is your 2 cents matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the great example of it is Jesus noticed it.
Yes.
You know, and he understood where she was. She gave everything she had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that tells us it's not about the money.
Yeah.
You know, it takes money to exist. Yeah,
sure,
that's true.
Every facet.
But I think God uses money because we understand money. But he uses money to bring great truths. And that's what we're about.
Awesome.
Today is your 2 cents matters.
Yeah, your 2 cents matters, and always put your 2 cents in. Unless you're buttoning somebody's business.
Well, that's
there
true.
You go.
Every illustration breaks down a little bit.
Exactly. So sit back and relax, grab that big old glass of iced tea. I'm going to sing a little bit, and Russ is going to speak, and you will not want to miss this. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
You know, we don't have any idea how long we're going to be on this earth, do we? We could be here this morning, we might not be here by lunchtime. But one thing that I do know is that we've got to take care of where we are, and we've got to ride those fences as cowboys and cowgirls.
Bobby and Jane, they had a dream of moving west and settling down. So they bought a ranch out in Colorado, out near the Denver town. Well, times were hard and they started to argue more than just now and then. Bobby, he'd saddle up old Jen and ride off into the wind, saying, I gotta ride the fences, gotta mend them when they're down. Sleep all night underneath the stars, out on the cold, hard ground. Where there's no one to bother me, no one to mess with my mind. Riding fences was his answer every time. One night, Bobby, he got to thinking, staring into the campfire light. All the fences out on the range seemed strong, but something wasn't right. And then he thought about Jane and all their dreams, how he left her so angry. And then he knew there were fences down at home he did not see.
Bye.
it seemed a wretch like him. Oh, I was blind, oh, but now I see my chains are gone. I've been set free by God, my Savior has ransomed me.
And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, He will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed unending love, amazing grace.
And like a flood, His mercy reigns.
Unending love, amazing grace.
Unending love.
I've got I think it's an interesting concept here. I heard the other day that our monetary system is going to be eliminating pennies. So I reminded me of that verse in the scripture in Luke chapter 21. I think maybe it's four verses here. I'm just going to read them to you. It says verse 1 of chapter 21 in the book of Luke. While Jesus was in the temple, He watched the rich people dropping in their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came in and dropped in two small coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. And what Jesus was saying here, He said, in my way of thinking, your 2 cents matters. It used to be a saying that we would say, well, for that opinion and 10 cents, you can buy yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it's worth, or your 2 cents matters, or if you want to try to enter into an argument and say, well, my 2 cents is trying not to be overbearing, but, you know, just lightly insert an opinion that you might have. But it's taken from this chapter 21 of Luke. In those first four verses, and I just was thinking about that widow woman and her giving everything she had, and it just challenged me to this. Now I'm not here asking for money today. We're just understanding a concept, and I want us to understand this concept. And the concept is this, and it's what I'm it's two titles that mean about the same thing. It says your 2 cents matters. That's the first title, first part of the title. And then the second part is give it all you got. Give it all you got. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that You would help us to understand Your economy and Your value. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. There are a couple of things that God wants to happen in a church. One is that the church becomes a quality entity and becomes the bride of Christ. And we talked about that a little in our last messages. I won't speak too much up, but that has to do with the order. It doesn't have to do with the sexuality, so don't put that there. But the order. So one of the things that God wants to happen is to bring the church into order and alignment, into a walk of holiness and a walk of faith. And the other thing, he wants us to understand how important it is to him that we go at this thing in the right way. My dad used to say like this. He said to a guy one time, they were talking about some sort of a concept in the church, and Dad says, well, he said, I tell you what, I'm into it up to my ankles. And the guy said, well, that's not very much. And my dad says, well, but you don't understand. I went in head first. I think in our concept of this walk with God, I think if we can be a head first concept and our heart will follow, that this Christianity business will work out a whole lot better. But when we begin to understand God's economy, then what we really, really begin to understand that the church, in perfecting the saints, what we do is we take them from being consumers into contributors. Part of the work of a church is to bring saints into a position where they have and can give of themselves to the world. We need to be contributors to the world. We need to be the scientific minds of the world needs to come from the church, and that will keep the scientific process more pure. And with the great inventions of the world, they should come from the church. They should come from people of the church. We should be inspired by God to contribute great things to our society. We in our communities, we need to be the mayor. We need to be the school board. We need to be the senator. We need to be the congressman. We need to be the president. All of those things need to come from the church, because when we train people not to be consumers, but contributors, what happens is God can use his people to lead in the place that we need led. And in America, we are so blessed right now. But guys, we need to think that in a year, two or three, that we're going to need to train, have trained, be willing to train people who can, first of all, honor God, and secondly, be contributors, so that they can contribute to our culture and to our society and contribute to the leadership under God's design and under God's leadership. So the first thing the church needs to do is to be able to train people to be contributors instead of consumers. And the way God does this is this. He uses money. He does. God just uses money. And the reason he does is because everything we do, if you look at most of the decisions made in the world, the reason the decision was made in the world is because it had something to do with money. And money is an important part of our life. But money should never take the place of God in our life. We should never serve the almighty dollar. Never. We need to serve God. And part of what the church does, and part of what God said, he said he has this thing called tithe. 10% goes to God. And you say, well, I can't afford 10%. Well, that tells me that you've never tried it, because that's the only place in the Bible that God says, test me. Don't test him anywhere else, but you can test him in your tithing. And the word tithe means 10%. I had a guy the other day tell me, he says, I think we've lost the concept of tithe. He says, yeah, everybody says it's 10%, but he says a tithe can be, and I said, no. The word tithe itself means 10%. That's what tithe means. And God made it really easy, 10%. And everybody, if God will tell you this, a double triple dare you, try me. test me and see if I'm not able. And God is able. And I've tested him and I know. The other thing is that God uses money to test us to see if we're able to be contributors. And it's just a start. Money's just a start place. Money doesn't mean one little bit to God, other than when God looks at money, he has an ability to look on the heart and expose the heart through the finances. If a guy's a crook and he's stealing money, you can tell that his heart is not right with God. And if a person is too tight with his money and doesn't honor God with the 10%, that means he's stealing from God, because it's God who provides everything for us. And God's percentage is 10%. So the church is a training ground. It's a training ground for a contributor instead of a consumer. We bring consumers in, we contribute to them, we teach them how to be contributors, and because we teach them that, then they become a contributor to society, and society is better off because the church has a mentality of taking somebody from a consumer to a contributor. That's called discipleship. One of the reasons God uses the concept of money is because we understand it. If you were a horse, he wouldn't be taking on money, because money doesn't mean anything to a horse. What he uses for a horse can't be trained if he won't move his feet. You got to get a horse moving his feet or he can never be trained. My dad used to say, I'm talking about my dad awful lot here, but my dad used to say to us, to my brother and I, we didn't know what to do, and he would always say this. There's two things he would say. First of all, I said, well, go figure it out. And I kept wanting to say, but I honored him, you know. I kept wanting to say, but Dad, if we could figure it out, we wouldn't be here asking you. But he said, go figure it out. And then the other thing he would do, he said, just do something. Do something. I don't care if it's wrong, just do it. Now, he did care if it was wrong, but he would say that. But we understood that he can forgive our mistakes if we're trying and if we're wrong. But if we're not trying and we're not working and we're not pushing forward, we're not going to get the benefit of the doubt on anything. So he'd say, just do it if it's wrong. I mean, just do it, even if it's wrong, is how he'd say it. Just do it. You got to get your feet moving. And in order for us to make any ground up, we have to have something to work with. So give me something to work with. And you have to put feet to the ground, and you have to get moving. So do something. And the little woman there, she is making a sacrifice because she's got 2 cents. But the truth of the matter is, she doesn't have enough to do anything with anyway. And in her mind, what have I got to lose? I'll either starve today or I'll starve day after tomorrow. 2 cents isn't going to buy me anything. So here's my 2 cents. And God honored that because she was heading in the right direction. She was doing something. She was starting to be a contributor. And God looks for that. And he used her for an example. He says, she's given everything she got. I see that. God sees that and God honors that. A contributor instead of a consumer. I want to look at the second concept of give it all you've got. And when I do that, he knows how to section out each place and put me in a position to be a blessing according to how his will. So give it all you've got. And give it all you got has to do with, it has to do with a mindset or a culture of I'm enthusiastically involved in the church. I love the church. I love what the church is doing. I love the people. I love what's going on. And I think the church should be one of the places where God can do what God can do, and we can be a blessing to people, and we can contribute into people's lives and help them raise up a standard. So we have taken people that have been destitute on the street, we've taken people that have difficult times, and that when they come in and commit their life to Christ, then we are then able to take them and help them get through situations and to be able to put their life in order. Now, I know if you're listening to this and you think, well, there's an easy mark. If you come into our church and ask for money, say, well, I heard you guys were really generous with your money. And what you're going to find out is we save our money for the people that comes to this church. because we know if they're coming to this church, we have a chance to make a difference in their life. And we have plenty of people in our church who are going through difficult times, and we take care of them. And we take care of them right. We take care of them well. And we teach them to be contributors. And we have a church full of people, and a bunch of them have come through our programs and through our services, and they have gotten jobs, and they've become productive people in our communities. Thanks for being with us here on Cowboy Church. One of the things that I'd like to go back and kind of bump a little bit is that the church's mission to turn consumers into contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, the reason the church always talks about money is because
we have to have it.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have it.
Yeah, the old saying, follow the money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, this isn't about money. It's about the heart.
Right.
And I want people to understand this is really about the heart.
Yeah.
And, man, if you can get that, I want to be a contributor to people's lives.
Right.
I want to make a difference in their life. And if I give some money along the way, that's secondary. But
yes,
the real idea is that God wants us to be leaders in our community and contribute to our community and be a part of our church. And, you know, we shouldn't be a drain on even our family.
And think of this. You wouldn't be a consumer unless there were already contributors, people who go out in the fields and do this and do that, people who have already given to this church to have this building. You could not consume without contribution. It just goes hand in hand. So be a contributor. Don't always be what we call a user.
Yeah.
Consume it up. Be that contributor. Thank you for coming to Cowboy Church today, because you have joined us through whatever means that you're listening to us today, and we really appreciate that so much. You can contact us. There's our address on the screen out of Brush, Colorado. We appreciate Jim Odle and everything he does for us to be able to be on this screen today. All of our camera crews, our editor on the bus out in the parking lot, Mr. Jimmy Barnes. We thank you for coming in today and being with us. We'll see you next time on Cowboy Church. Thank you.